realise that the health service is under huge pressure and that there's major, major issues and crises within the health service right across all departments, particularly A&E. And we in the SDLP appreciate that there needs to be a fundamental reform of the health service. But I also don't understand why, on this occasion, the mouse is chasing the cat when we're spending £105 million in buildings and then not being able to properly staff them, resource them, or provide the services which they're originally built for to provide. This is hugely worrying, and it will be something that will ignite anger and frustration right across the wider Omagh area, because this was a replacement, and no way near a replacement of the original hospital, but it went some way to provide some services to the people of Omagh after losing so much over the year.
Of course, and it's going to be a huge loss to the people who use it.
A tremendous loss, but it is early days, but I'm flagging the concern because I think the public have a right to know exactly what is going on. The public need to realise that in the absence of Stormont, in the absence of any dialogue around the table or an executive, the health service is under major buckling pressure. And I use that phrase not lightly, I use it very seriously. If there isn't an executive at Stormont, these situations are going to get much worse. And even new resources, such as the new Omagh Hospital Primary Care Unit, will be one example of many, many examples that will suffer as a consequence of this.